About half of homeless women and children are fleeing domestic abuse. Homeless are being looked down on and are going through difficult days they can't really complain about. However, privileged people are complaining about materialistic things compared to the homeless, who might not even get a drop of water or have food to eat. How would you feel if you were living in a lonely and horrifying area on the streets, knowing that you might be killed in your sleep? Things need to change on how homeless are being treated, and that people should help one another when they have the ability to. The homeless are treated with disrespect and looked down on in our society, which makes them a marginalized group of individuals. However, these individuals are like ants who try their best to get their life going, but end up getting stepped on by others. In the article Marginalization and Homeless by Ian DeJong, he summarizes how it is not the homeless's fault for being an outcast, and that many people automatically blame them for where they are in life, which is living on the streets. Homeless are trying their best to survive in harsh conditions while getting blamed on instead of getting the help or support they need. People mostly see homeless as a bad guy in the situation because of where they stand and are being treated as criminals who need to be punished. Why is that the case, and why do they deserve to be treated this way? They don't. There are homeless people who have their reasons and stories behind how they come to be in their current state, which many people do not understand. They are suffering, aching, and starving individuals, yet we still decide to treat them like criminals. The article We Shouldn't Treat the Homeless Like Criminals by Stephanie Thompson explains the reasons why homeless are stuck in where they are in life, and it is not completely their fault when it states that. But instead of recognizing them as victims who deserve our support and compassion, a growing number of cities are treating them as criminals who need to be punished. These human beings are unwanted by people who don't even know their backstory and what they're going through and are on the streets getting stares filled with disgust. People need to act less afraid around homeless because they don't have anyone to lean on and are already experiencing hate on top of their stress. Health problems are extremely common in homeless individuals, which most likely leads to their life existing on the streets. They are not to blame for what they can't help or control, and we need to change others' actions because it is not acceptable for these behaviors to arise. In the article, Homelessness, Health, and Human Needs by the National Academy of Sciences, it explains the health issues homeless undergo, which prevents them from their freedom along with the people who behave poorly towards homeless, as it states. The most common of these are the major mental illnesses, especially chronic schizophrenia. As mentally ill people's disabilities worsen, their ability to cope with their surroundings or the ability of those around them to cope with their behavior becomes severely strained. In the eyes of society, people often allow their prejudice to outweigh the freedom and equal treatment that is protected under the Constitution, and instead dehumanize those without a home. Sexual assaults are also common for homeless women, and they have no say in protecting their rights, since in others' eyes they look vulnerable and can be seen as an easy target. These actions are not appropriate and displays the disrespect and harm people have on their own beings. To have a normal life, to have involvement in the community, or to have shelter is something homeless want and need, which should be respected and taken into consideration before doing such harm to them. In the article, What I Learned About Our Attitude to Homeless People When I Was on the Streets by Tamsin Kurdenay, it states, homeless women are easy targets. Sexual assaults are horrifically common. Nothing is done. Nothing can be done. By the time the girl has dragged herself into a police station, the rapist will be on the tube home or tucked up in bed. This emphasizes the actions being implemented towards the homeless. Being disturbed by people who have a stable life should not be occurring because it is not humanly to treat homeless or others with such disrespect. It is true that homeless get themselves into these situations by using drugs, and some may blame them for their current state. However, some homeless have to use these drugs to cope with their mental disorders or health issues they have, which is most likely why they are in such a rough position. Homeless programs and volunteers make a huge difference in society, and more individuals need to treat homeless more ethically. Change needs to occur in order for the homeless to have more freedom with the support they need.